for many people seeking employment or opportunities, there are even more barriers to overcome. I'm joined by Jan McDonough, Chief Executive of the Open Doors Initiative. Jan, tell me about Open Doors and the work that you do.
Sure. Well, our purpose is to help marginalised people on pathways to employment. And it evolved out of a Diageo programme, Learning for Life, which trained people in hospitality skills. And we ran one with the Department of Justice and the Immigrant Council in the Mosny Direct Provision Centre. And we had over 100 applicants. And with the 22 that were chosen, it was absolutely the best course we had ever run. And the Minister, David Stanton, said to us, you've got to grow this, you've got to scale it up, you've got to get more people involved. So fast forward to September 2018, and we had 14 companies which started us on our journey. So we work with refugees, asylum seekers and migrants, people with disabilities and disadvantaged youth, because they're the groups who are most impacted by unemployment. For example, over 70% of people with disabilities were unemployed even before COVID. So we have, at this stage, nearly 80 organisations working together. And they're a mixture of multinationals, semi-states, SMEs, NGOs in the three areas, and government. And our work includes research, creating training programmes, internships, jobs, and entrepreneurs, and all the supports that this all requires. And really importantly, we want to make employers disability confident and culturally aware. And with our first year of work, with only 33 companies at the time, we helped over 2,300 people on their journey. And we want more companies to come on board and amplify the work we're doing.
And Jan, you mentioned there's a 70% unemployment rate among people with a disability. What other barriers to employment are you seeing? Are there common features to some of those barriers across the groups that you work with?
There's a mixture of barriers, but a lot of them can be easily overcome by implementing certain very easy practices. So, for example, there may be unconscious bias in the retention, the recruitment process. So people are not getting through to interview stage because their CVs may have gaps in education or work experience or even non-Irish names. And some companies are now looking at doing blind CVs, where all that information is taken out and it is just on the experience of the person itself, and training in unconscious bias. There's also a lot of stigma, be it about a condition or culture or background or assumptions made about certain conditions, for example, neurodiversity or health, mental health. There's language and literacy barriers or a lack of cultural awareness. And then in the workplace itself, there's very simple things that can be rectified. For example, someone starting off may not be able to afford certain items like appropriate clothing for the office or buying lunch or socializing with their colleagues. Or there may be an inability to wear certain clothing due to whatever supports you use. Say, for example, a tie or a skirt due to the fact you may have a type of disability. And then there would be a lack of experience in the work environment. So people might not know their rights. They might not know, for example, that they can take time off for sickness or speaking up about bullying or a mistaken pay. And that's why we think some sort of buddy system to really help people, especially in the initial few months, to explain all this to them and explain what their rights are, is really important.
And Jan of Open Doors Initiative, what kind of supports and programs then do you offer, whether it's for marginalised job seekers or to the companies who are signing up for all of those amazing innovative principles that you're talking about?
Sure, it's a mixture. So we support companies and participants with our own lived experience and knowledge to help increase diversity and inclusion in the workplace. Now, with COVID, we had to obviously move from face-to-face supports to online training, seminars and onboarding. And we actually started as a standalone operation on the 13th of March. So we had 1 hour of our head in our hands going, oh, no, what are we going to do? And then we just got on with it. We do research into things like barriers and supports to employment or remote working. We help to improve the recruitment process, as I said, by looking at unconscious bias, blind CVs, barriers people may face and how to remove them. And we create and advise on employability programs. We provide toolkits, podcasts, webinars that support both employers and participants in going about getting the work. And there's training and seminars, which we now run online, and they look at best practice, working with people with differing abilities. And then, and I think really importantly, we're running out a mentoring service and an assisted learning support to help people with online courses and upskilling.
That's great. Okay, well, John McDonough of Open Doors Initiative, all of those initiatives, the toolkits, the podcasts, you can find on opendoorsinitiative.ie. There's a brilliant and free online training section there that you mentioned. There are other resources that we're going to put up on the RTE Boost My Business website, such as the Acorns Accelerator Programme that is open at the moment, actually, for early stage female entrepreneurs living in rural Ireland, apprenticeships, grants, the Equality Fund from Rethink Ireland and more. So check out RTE Boost My Business.